And we're talking to Jim Dunn at his home on the south coast of Australia. He's very experienced in East Timor issues. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Warwick.
How relevant is the Truth and Friendships Commission from the point of view of human rights?
Well, I can't understand President Porter's position on this, really. Well, I do understand that he wants to get a rapprochement with Indonesia and is prepared to follow the lead of Shalanar and putting the past behind them. But I think for many of us, the bottom line was to bring out the truth about the past, to expose the brutal culture of the TNI. And I mean, East Timor case is the most readable because we have access to everything and we know what happened, who did what, and the consequences. So I think really, I'd have to say from my point of view, I didn't think that's a helpful approach. I think really it is important that this this commission, which is really replaced by some by a commission of some kind or a tribunal, which has real teeth. I think the general approach of those of us who've been concerned with these events, with what transpired in Timor after 75 and right up to 99, is that this commission was serving no useful purpose. Well, in fact, it's worse than that because it has no, it really has no power. It has no power of cross-examination. It has no power to subpoena those concerned to appear before it. But I think what is worse is that because of the relatively loose discipline of the commission, is that Indonesian officers who were responsible for atrocities in East Timor have been able to come in, virtually give the commission a lecture, and then go off. And of course, that's what's reported in the press. They didn't do anything. What happened in 1999, for example, was the fault of the Timorese, you know, who were sort of fighting each other.
And is there an alternative?
Well, I think there has to be one. I don't really think that what happened in East Timor can be brushed under the carpet any more than it can be in Bosnia or Rwanda or anywhere else. I think it is something which is having an impact on Timorese. It's a kind of a trauma that's been created by it. Terrible suffering, which hasn't been attended to. You might say they're seeking some sort of closure. I don't think those who suffered or related to victims or were victims themselves really necessarily want the Indonesian commanders who are responsible for atrocities to be sent to jail or whatever. What they would like, the bottom line, is for them to be in a situation where they have actually, where they would actually admit what they did.
Yeah,
and come out with some kind of an apology.
And recognition, yes. Well, thanks very much, Jim, and we appreciate very much you giving your time to Community Radio Station, TuneIn FM.
Thank you very much, Warwick.